Dancer song. Please, therefore, being blessed with many years, explain to us in an easily understandable way what you have ascertained to be the absolute and ultimate good for the people in general. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj. In Bhagavad Gita, worship of the Acharya is recommended. The Acharyas and Goswamis are always absorbed in thought of the well-being of the general public, especially their spiritual well-being. Spiritual well-being is automatically followed by material well-being. The Acharyas, therefore, give directions in spiritual well-being for people in general. Foreseeing the incompetencies of the people in this age of Kali, or the iron age of quarrel, the sages requested that Suta Goswami give a summary of all revealed scriptures, because the people of this age are condemned in every respect. The sages therefore inquired of the absolute good, which is the ultimate good for the people. The condemned state of affairs of the people of this age is described as follows. So here, in the Naimisharanya, the sages, headed by Saunaka, they are inquiring from Suta Goswami, what is the absolute good, Shreya? Absolute good for the people in this age of Kali. And Suta Goswami should speak from the different scriptures, the essence of all the scriptures. The sages in Naimisharanya, they were trying to do some yajna, but they failed to perform this yajna, because it is not recommended in the age of Kali to do any fire sacrifice. Only one yajna is recommended, that is Naam yajna, Sankirtana yajna. But how, in this age of Kali, one will do the Sankirtana yajna unless he will not have any understanding about the holy name? So therefore, here the sages, they are asking Suta Goswami. So many questions they will ask. The main thing is that they were asking about the Supreme Lord. So if someone will inquire, he must inquire about the Supreme Lord. Athoto Brahma Jigyasa. One should always inquire about the Supreme Brahman. That is the proper inquiry. And to whom one will ask this, from whom one can get this knowledge? Only from an Acharya, Guru. An Acharya, Guru, can speak about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Guru, Acharya, he has listened from his Guru or Acharya about the Supreme Lord. So this is the process. One must listen from a bona fide Guru or Acharya who has listened from his Guru. This way, the knowledge is coming through parampara, disciplic succession. And that parampara, it starts from the Supreme Lord Krishna, because he is the source of all knowledges. So if one will have desire to know about the Supreme Lord, he must follow the parampara. And that parampara is called Shrotriya parampara. Shrotriya means by listening. One is getting the knowledge by listening. Listening from guru or an acharya. This is the parampara. So Svata Goswami is coming in the line of Srila Vyasadev. And Vyasadev's son Sukadev Goswami. So Vyasadev compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he first compiled Veda, and he divided Veda into four divisions, because the people cannot understand nicely. So again, he compiled so many Puranas, so that the people can understand Veda nicely, but still he was not satisfied. Therefore, his guru Narada Muni said, you should compile Bhagavatam. So Vyasadeva compiled Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is a bhakti shastra. Bhagavatam is having all types of bhakti towards Bhagavan Krishna. Bhagavata is saying about Krishna and Krishna bhakta. So, by listening Bhagavata, one can get all the knowledges about Krishna and Krishna bhakta. So therefore, if one has to worship Bhagavan Krishna, or one has to render devotional services unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna, then he should get the mercy from Gurudev. Guru's mercy is very much essential. Without Guru's mercy, one cannot serve Bhagavan Krishna. One cannot get bhakti. Therefore, one has to get this success in life by listening from Guru, by serving Guru and getting mercy from him. So therefore, every day we are chanting the Guru Vandana, and we are worshipping Gurudev three times a day, three sandhya, jasastri sandhya. Because from Guru Pada Padma, Guru's lotus feet, the knowledge about the Supreme Lord is coming. By whose mercy one can get the mercy of the Supreme Lord, he is Guru. The human form of life is very rarely achieved life. Labdha sudurlabham idam bahusam bhavante. After undergoing so many species of lives, one has gotten this human form of life. And in this human form of life, one will get paramartha, spiritual realization. What is real paramartha is? The paramartha is Krishna bhakti. So in this human form of life, one can get Krishna bhakti. And the Krishna bhakti is not possible for the demigods. They cannot develop Krishna bhakti, but the human being, they can develop Krishna bhakti. And by only Guru's mercy, Acharya's mercy. So if Gurudev will shower mercy, mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate gri. Every day we are reciting. The dumb who cannot speak, he can become an eloquent speaker by the mercy of Guru. By the mercy of Guru, one can jump the mountain even if he is a crippled one. Only by mercy of Guru. So one can get all types of qualification to render devotional services unto the lotus feet of Bhagavan Krishna only by the mercy of Guru. So therefore, we must approach a Guru, Acharya, bona fide Guru. The Shruti Mantra saying, Nyayamatma Balahinana Labhya. Without Bala, Bala means strength, one cannot get paramartha, spiritual benefit without Bala, without strength. So what is that strength is? That strength is not physical strength. That strength is mercy strength, kripa bala. One must get kripa bala, one must get a mercy strength. In order to become a bhakta, he has to get this mercy strength. And that mercy strength is coming from Gurudev. Gurudev will give us mercy strength. Gurudev is the manifestation of Baladeva. Baladeva, who gives Bala, he is Baladeva. So Gurudev is the manifestation of Baladeva. So one is getting the mercy strength from Gurudev. And Gurudev is giving mercy to us, but he has also received mercy from his Gurudev. In this way, through disciplic succession, this kripa is coming from directly Krishna through Guru Parampara. This kripa is Krishna kripa. Krishna's mercy is coming through Guru Parampara. So those who have gotten this mercy, he can speak tattva. Tattva vichar, apata vichar. One can speak about the absolute truth only if he has received mercy from his Guru. Otherwise, he will speak apparent things, not tattva. So, Krishna is para tattva. In order to understand Krishna, one has to receive mercy. So Gurudev is the representative of Bhagavan Krishna. So unless one will get his mercy, he cannot understand Paratattva. Also he cannot understand Guru Tattva nicely. So Gurudev is two types of manifestation. One is Baladev Prakash or Nityananda Prakash, another one is Radha Priya Sakhi Prakash. Gurudev is the manifestation of Sri Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu. He is also the manifestation of Radha Priya Sakhi. So Balaram is a Mula Sankarsana. Baladev is Mula Sankarsana. So Baladev Ji is remaining everyone's heart as Paramatma. So, if we want to know about the Supreme Lord, so we should go to right place, bona fide Guru, and listen from him. So, if someone is not coming in Srauta path, Srauta pantha, listening process, if we listen so many pravachan from them, that will not help us to understand Paratattva, the Supreme Truth. So, as Paramatma, Bhagavan is sitting in the heart of everyone as Paramatma. He is Chaita Guru, Chaitana Guru. So when Paramatma will shower mercy on us, then we can see Guru Pada Padma, Guru's lotus feet. And when we can take shelter at the lotus feet of Gurudev, one can be able to know about Paratattva, the Supreme Truth. So therefore in Chaitanya Charitamrita we'll find, it is said, Brahmanda Bhramite Kon Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paya Bhakti Lata Bija. So if someone has received mercy from Gurudev, so he will be very strong one. Not physically strong, but he will be strong in spiritually. So here Prabhupada Maharaj is saying that spiritual well-being, here he's saying spiritual well-being is automatically followed by material well-being. So how one will have spiritual well-being? Unless he will get the mercy from Guru. Balaram is Mula Sankarsana. If Balaram will withdraw that mercy, so a devotee or a person will become strengthless. He will not have any strength. Balahina. He said Balahina. So when one will not have any strength, then his pride is gone. Hina bala, hina virja, no strength. So, by one's own merit intelligence, one cannot understand the Supreme Truth, Paratattva. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam that Jnana prayasa udapasya namante evo. Jnana prayasa udapasya namante evo. Jivanti sammukhritang bhavadiya vartam. Stane stita srutigatam tanuban manobhir. Jo prayasa ajito jito apyasi tatstrailokam. Lord Brahma is saying, my dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empirical, philosophical truths should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service, surrendering themselves fully with body, mind and words, they can live in any position. Indeed, O Lord, although you are unconquerable, you are conquered by such a person. So, this is Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, saying this thing. So therefore, by our own endeavor, by our own effort, we cannot get the knowledge about the Supreme Lord. So those who are following listening process and those who are getting the mercy of Guru, so they can get the knowledge about the Supreme Lord. So one may remain in any position, whatever position he may be in, but he must take shelter at the lotus feet of Guru or Acharya, and he must listen about the Supreme Lord. So, if someone accepting Guru's lotus feet engaged in Bhagavan Seva, Krishna Seva, they can give love to Bhagavan Krishna, Priti. Radharani, she is rendering नाई सेवा टू भगवान कृष्ण, टॉपमोस्ट सेवा सी डज फॉर भगवान कृष्ण. एंड हर डियर गर्ल कंपानियन, दे ऑल द गर्ल कंपानियंस ऑफ राधारानी, दे वांट दैट राधा एंड कृष्ण शुड गेट यूनियन. दैट इज देयर डिजायर. दे डोंट वांट टू बी एंगेज्ड इन कृष्णस, दे डोंट वांट टू गेट यूनाइटेड विथ कृष्ण. दे वांट दैट ऑलवेज राधा कृष्ण यूनियन शुड गो ऑन. सो देयर फॉर वी फाइंड इन गुरुवाष्टकम, निकुंज यून रतिकेलि सिद्धे जजालि विजुक्ति रपेक्षणीया तत्रादि दक्षा दतिवल्लभ्यस वंदे गुरु श्री चरणारविंद. दे गेट प्लेजर बाय राधा कृष्ण यूनियन. सो इफ वी आर सरेंडरिंग एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ गुरुदेव, देन वी कैन ऑल्सो कंकर भगवान कृष्ण, हु इज अनकंकरेबल वन, अजीत अजीत. सो डायरेक्टली वन कैनॉट गेट द मर्सी फ्रॉम कृष्ण. सो द मर्सी विल फ्लो थ्रू गुरुदेव. सो वन विल गेट मर्सी फ्रॉम कृष्ण थ्रू गुरुदेव. जीवे साक्षात नाही ताते गुरु चैत्य रूपे शिक्षा गुरु हय कृष्ण महंत स्वरूपे. कृष्ण जदि कृपा करें कौन भाग्यवानी गुरु अंतर जानी रूपे सिखाए आपने. से ही से परम बंधु से ही पिता माता श्री कृष्ण चरण जय प्रेम भक्ति दाता. सकल जन्मे पिता माता सबाए पाए कृष्ण गुरु नहीं मिले भज हई हाय. सो जीव इज नॉट एबल टू सी कृष्ण. देयरफॉर द चैत्य गुरु, चेतन गुरु हु इज सिटिंग एज परमात्मा इन द हार्ट, सो ही मैनिफेस्ट बिफोर अस. एंड शिक्षा गुरु हय कृष्ण महांत स्वरूप, इज महांत गुरु. सो इफ कृष्ण विल शावर मर्सी ऑन एनी वन, एनी फॉर्चुनेट सोल, देन गुरु फ्रॉम विद इन ही विल टीच अस हाउ टू डेवलप लव फॉर कृष्ण. तो सही से परम बंधु, सही पिता माता, ही इज आवर रियल फ्रेंड, ही इज आवर फादर एंड मदर, बिकॉज ही इज गिविंग अस प्रेम भक्ति एट द लोटस ऑफ भगवान कृष्ण. सो एवरी लाइफ वन इज हैविंग ए फादर एंड मदर. सकल जन्म पिता माता सबाय पाए कृष्ण गुरु नहीं मिले भज यहाँ. But it is difficult to get Krishna Guru. Who can give us Krishna? So whenever we see someone is teaching us about Krishna, we must take shelter at his lotus feet and surrender at his lotus feet. So therefore, one has to give loving services to first his Guru. Then when Guru will be pleased, then one can render loving services to Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna will not be happy. Krishna becomes happy when someone serves his dear devotee, Krishna becomes very happy. Because Krishna always he puts his dear devotee on the very high position. He says, Madhvakta puja vyadhika. My bhakta's puja is greater than my puja. Krishna likes his devotees. So, unless one will develop loving relationship with Guru, he cannot develop loving relationship with Krishna. So Gurudev is always giving eternal relationship with Krishna. So then we can develop our samandha, samandha jnana. Guru gives samandha jnana. He gives us knowledge how to be related with Krishna. Veda tri tattva ka, in Veda tri tattvas are there. One is samandha, second is avideya, third is prayojana. Samandha, Krishna samandha, relationship with Krishna. Avideya, Krishna bhakti, and prayojana is Krishna prem. So unless one will develop his relationship with Krishna, he cannot get Krishna prem. So therefore Gurudev is connecting us, relating us with Krishna. Then we will render bhakti and we can get Krishna prem. So what to speak about others? Baladev, who is the first expansion of Krishna, second body of Krishna, he is also serving Bhagavan Krishna. Anaraki katha swayam baladeva mahasoy jar bhava suddha sattva vatsala dimoy teha apanake karen das bhavana krishna das bhava vinu ache kon jana. Even Balaram is thinking he is das, he is Krishna das. Is there anyone who can say that I am not Krishna Das? So everyone is Krishna Das. Eternally Krishna Das. That is our swarup. Jiver swarup hoy nitya Krishna Das. Eternal Krishna Das. That is jiver swarup. So Bhagavan Krishna, he is relishing his own beauty as a devotee. He is assuming the form of a bhakta. Krishna is becoming Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how we can bind up Krishna by the love, by prem bhakti. Bhishmatumai, bhakti joge bhishmatumai jinila samare, bhakti joge jasodaye bandhila tumare. By bhakti, Bhishma could defeat you in the battlefield. And by bhakti, Yashoda Mata could bind up you. So, by bhakti, Krishna is bound up. Sada muktapi baddhasmi bhaktena sneharajjubhi. I am bound up by sneharajju, love rope of my bhakta. So, Bhagavan saying to Uddhava, in Srimad Bhagavatam, na tathame priyatama atma jonir, na sankara, na cha sankarsana, na sri naivatma cha jatha bhavan. You, Uddhava, you are very dear to me. Brahma is not dear to me. Shivaji is not dear to me. Sankarsana Balaram is not dear to me. Lakshmi is not dear to me. My own Atma is not dear to me, like you are very dear to me. So, Krishna Bhakta is very dear to Krishna. And if we can go and approach a Krishna Bhakta Guru and listen from him, then we will have the knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So therefore now, the sages in Naimisharanya, they wanted to listen from Suta Goswami. Because Suta Goswami, he had listened from Sukadeva Goswami. So he is perfect speaker. And the Shaunak, other sages, they had so much desire to know about the Supreme Lord. They are the right listener. So when the speaker is ready to speak about the Supreme Lord and the listeners are ready to listen about the Supreme Lord, then there is perfect exchange. Guru-Shishya. That is the Guru-Shishya relationship. Guru and disciple relationship. So, and in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Krishna saying to Arjuna, so give up everything and come to my feet. Sarva dharman parityaja mayamekam saranam braja. So if someone will give up everything and will come to Krishna's lotus feet, then he can develop love for Krishna. He can render loving services to Krishna. And that he can do by the mercy of Guru, Acharya. Therefore we should approach Guru, Acharya in order to get Prem Bhakti. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Jai Srimad Bhagavata Granth Raj ki jai. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ji ki jai. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ji ki jai. Samvet Gaura Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.